Same place, same person. Robert's prophet again. This time it's for this one is for 6/3/2025. Patient is currently in his seventh benefit period, which extends from 4/26/25 to 6/24/25. This face-to-face is done today and will be shared with patients with hospice medical director. Period. Robert is a 69-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with COPD, respiratory failure, obesity, sleep apnea, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, pulmonary hypertension, decreased appetite, anxiety, hypoxemia with activity, shortness of breath with activity. His MAC currently is 25, which has not changed any since admission. His PPS remains at 50%. He does require help with ADL. He continues to be responsive, fully responsive and oriented to person, place, and time. Requires respiratory treatments on a regular basis, along with pain medication and anxiety medication to help dealing with his COPD, which is causing patient shortness of breath, pedal edema, and core pulmonary right-sided heart failure, period. He suffers from air hunger at times. He states he's not eating much because in the summertime he loses his appetite. His 2+ edema remains. Remains multifactorial, but most likely related to his end-stage COPD. His oxygen saturation, whatever I said, is on not on room air, it's on 2.5 liter. His blood pressure is stable. Given his shortness of breath, his fatigue and weakness, he's not totally and completely bedbound. Along with his obesity, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, of course, minimal activity causing him to be short of breath. In bed 10 to 12 hours a day. Under PPS put down, his PPS has dropped to 30% now, which is worse than initial PPS. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Okay, thank you.